Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie again from Local Splash. I'm sorry we got disconnected.
Yeah, thank you for calling me back. I was just calling and trying to find you again. I don't know why
Okay.
it disconnected, but yeah. All
Yeah,
right.
all right. All right, so we do have a client interview scheduled for you today, and this is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, there may be time here and there, well, where I'll need to ask you to hold on for a minute or two, but hopefully I won't drop the line again.
Okay, all right. That will be fine in case we get disconnected. I'll definitely be calling you back. And yeah, so by the way, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. So we want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. And the main purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company. That's in order for us to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of the services that you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps. So first, let's select a security question for your business. This question is for your protection anytime you call in to maybe request any major changes to your account. Our client services team may ask you for the question. Questions or choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
First one's fine, mother's maiden name.
All right, and the answer for that is?
Jackson.
I'm sorry, just to confirm, it's Jackson.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, by the way, for having the terms and conditions signed. So next step is verifying all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So your business name is ODO Custom Builders. Did I pronounce it right? I'm sorry.
It's pronounced audio.
Audio. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Audio Custom Builders.
Correct.
Awesome. And the address that I have here is 161 West Darby Road in Greenville, South Carolina, 29609.
Correct.
Is this a home address or an office location?
This is my home address.
All right. And are you licensed, insured, or do you have a business registration?
I believe all of the above. So I can send any certificates of insurance. You can just look up my license online. You can find my name is, I'm a licensed home builder. So I should have all of that.
Okay, and will you be able to maybe send us a copy of your business documentation?
Yeah, whatever you need.
All right, that will be wonderful. So you will be receiving an email asking for those documents. We actually need your documentation in order to verify or optimize your Google Business Profile. Now,
Okay.
will you be able to provide us with your business license number and the expiration date?
Yes. You need that right now?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay. The license is RBB51627.
To confirm, that is RBB51627, right?
Yes. And it expires June 30th, 2026.
30 of 2026. All right, thank you so much for that. And with regard to the address, Google heavily favors businesses that show their address online. And this can directly improve your ranking. Would you be willing to share your address online?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let me take note of that here. share the address. And are you receiving mail at this address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to confirm, the phone number that your clients will call you at is going to be 864-626-1555.
Correct.
All right, and your email address is info@audiocustombuilders.com.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Just right here. All right, so next is a business website. Do you have a business website already?
I believe you guys are supposed to be providing that for me.
Yeah, we do also. We can actually create a business website for you, definitely. But we just want to check if they have one.
No, I don't have one right now.
Okay. All right, no worries. Let's see here. Let me just check for URLs that we can use or domain that we can use. Please allow me a moment.
I have a domain. I just don't have a website.
Oh, okay. And to confirm the domain, is it audiocustombuilders.com?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much. So we'll be using your domain then. Let me take note of your domain here. All right, so we'll definitely be creating a website for you. Let me just put that here. And since you have your own domain, may we know which company you purchased your domain from?
I purchased it from Squarespace.
Squarespace. Right.
But so it may be attached to Wix right now. Because I did try to start setting up a website, but I have not gone very far with that. So I did transfer it to Wix, I think, or at least it has access. I'm not entirely sure how all that works, but
okay.
It might be a little muddy right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me try to check that here. Well, it
like if you were to just plug it into it would show Wix. Like if you were to just look it up. But I know I bought it from Squarespace.
As I tried to verify, it still shows that it is from Squarespace.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. So I will be sending you an email with instructions on how you can or how to delegate access. And that way we can create a website using your domain. Okay?
Okay.
Great. And since we're going to be creating a new website for you, would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
I don't think I see the need for that.
Okay.
The way I invoice and everything, they can pay through there. I don't think I need to do it on the website.
All right. Take note of that here. And something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. So this is a Google endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. Now, it's going to allow you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is we create another number with a local area code and have it posted online. So with a call tracking number, you will be able to know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will also be able to see as well as playback all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you may have missed. It also filters out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. Now, since we're going to be creating a new number or a different number with a local area code, it is what's going to be posted online. And you don't have to really worry, though, because when they call that number that we're going to create, the calls will still be going directly to your phone number ending in 1555. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Sure. I guess it wouldn't hurt.
All right. So once again, we will be placing it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook, as well as Google. So we do ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, with regards to customers calling you for service, would you like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
If it's no additional cost, yeah.
Well, actually, it's just a one-time cost at $19.
Okay. No, I don't think I need that.
All right. No worries. No problem. But please know anytime you may decide to have a custom voice recording, then you can always let us know, and then we can definitely create one for you.
Okay.
All right. And we will now go over the keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I do see here that you provide remodeling or renovation services.
Yeah.
All right. So I actually did some research, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. Now, piece of advice, if these keywords are relevant, if you'd like to add or maybe remove any keywords that I will be mentioning, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have here remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, remodeling services, house renovations.
Okay. I think we should add in kitchen and bathroom in there somewhere.
Sure. So we'll have it. Should we have it as kitchen remodeling and bathroom? Oh, we do have kitchen remodeling and bathroom remodeling already. Do you want me to add kitchen renovation? Or I think.
Sure.
Okay.
They're pretty much the same thing, but.
Yeah, but
may work
sometimes
differently.
Right. Kitchen room renovation, bathroom renovation. Anything else maybe that you'd like to add?
You could do home builder or custom builder.
Mm. Well, we can do those.
You could also do. Did you have anything for deck?
No.
I don't remember hearing anything. So we can do, if you wanted to do, like, composite deck.
Composite deck. Uh-huh.
Or you could do deck builder.
Deck builder.
You could put porch addition.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, maybe?
You could put screen porch.
Uh-huh.
Or you could put window replacement.
Window replacement. All right. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay.
All I can think of right now.
All right. Well, you will be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords or maybe have another keyword added, please know you can just email us back so that we can make the proper adjustment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, next part of the interview was just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Is there anything maybe that is unique about your business?
I would say exceptional customer service.
Awesome.
And professionalism.
Mm-hmm. Professionalism. And will these be the things that set you apart from your competitors, or is there anything else that sets you apart from them?
That one is a main one that we like to focus on. I mean, mm-hmm. another one that's sort of a given, but I guess would be worth mentioning would be just exceptional craftsmanship. Quality of work is always going to be at the highest level.
All right. And what do customers like about your business?
I mean, from the feedback that I get,
mm-hmm.
basically what I just told you, they love the guys that we have working on their homes. You know, they're polite, they're neat, professional. They love the work that we do. I've never had any complaints about quality. People always compliment, you know, just how the job turns out. Quality is always something that we can consistently deliver to people.
Awesome. Good job. All right. Thank you so much for that. And let's see here. All right, so do you have a mission statement?
I do. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, sure.
I need to forget it off the top of my head. Okay, our mission, this would be the quote, our mission is
uh-huh.
to provide customers with the highest quality craftsmanship while prioritizing exceptional customer service.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me a bit slower this time?
Our mission is to provide customers with the highest quality craftsmanship while mm-hmm. prioritizing exceptional customer service.
Exceptional customer service. All right, thank you so much for that. And do you also have a tagline or a slogan?
Yes. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry, I have to look at each one of these as you ask.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
It is where quality meets customer care.
Quality meets customer care. That's a lovely one. Thank you. And let's see. So how many years have you been in business?
We've only been in business a few months now.
Okay.
We got established this year.
All right. Thank you. And how many years of experience do you have?
7.
Oh, wow. All right. 7 years. And how many people work with your company?
Six people.
Okay. So I was able to look up your, let's see, your account with Home Advisor. It shows that you provide, or you cater residential. Do you maybe also cater commercial or just residential?
My licensing is only for residential.
Okay. So that will be residential. And to confirm, for the hours of operation, looking here, it shows that your hours of operation is from Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're closed on Sundays, but available on Saturdays by appointment.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what types of payment do you accept?
We accept credit or debit card payments. We accept ACH bank payments. We accept checks. We accept cash. We can even do Zelle and Venmo payments.
Venmo. All right, now that we have gathered all your business information, I will be sending it to our provisioning team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites, such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Now, speaking of these three, let's talk about your Google business profile now. So I do see that your business is located in Greenville, South Carolina. Can you provide me with the cities or the zip codes that you target or that you would like to target?
Let's see. With near us, we got Taylor's, Greer. We got Traveler's Rest. I'll go as far as Landrum, I guess.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat those cities for me?
Taylor's.
Taylor's.
Greer. G-R-E-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And?
Traveler's Rest.
Traveler's Rest. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Malden, M-A-U-L-D-E-N. Simpsonville.
I'm sorry, is that Simpsonville?
Yeah, Simpsonville. S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
All right.
Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y. Pickens. Landrum, L-A-N-D-R-U-M. And Anderson.
Anderson. Anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm not staring at a map. Those are all that come to mind that are within probably a 40-mile radius of me.
Okay.
If you wanted to just, I don't know, if you have a way of just putting a radius on a map and kind of seeing what falls in there, I think I'll go up to 40 miles probably.
Yeah, we actually can, it actually cannot be a radius, though. We need the exact location or, I'm sorry, cities or zip codes that you'd like to target. Let's see. Let me try to check.
And obviously, I mean, the whole Greenville area, you know, is kind of our main target.
All right, let's see here.
And that's a lot of different zip codes, so I don't know if you need to look up and find all those.
Yeah, there's actually... All right, so 14 miles was in Greenville. All right, do you want to add Maxwell Mill or Iris?
No, I don't think they're going to be. I mean, frankly, I've never heard of them, so not really a big pull for business. I don't think the cities I named are going to be bigger, like actual work opportunities in, in those, not little towns, though.
All right. Well, anyways, though, we can always make changes, should there be a need to. So for now, we currently have those that you have provided, which is a total of 9.
Okay.
And of course, it's actually, 10, including Greenville itself.
Okay. Sounds like a good number to me.
All right. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
We don't have any kind of online presence at all.
All right, all right. Well, we can actually create a Google Business profile for you and have it optimized. So Google will be requiring 1 or 2 verifications, and they will determine the verification method. So verification is very important to show your business on Google Search and Maps. Verification, by the way, will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. So video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. And as you are the business owner, it is important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. So we will provide you with instructions and requirements via email, and if the postcard method is used, then you will be receiving one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. Also, you can reach out to us with the code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. In any case, you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend about 1 to 3 minutes, but it can be as low as 30 seconds. And you can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. Just please make sure that you're in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there'll be no interruption. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and for Google verification requirements, Google will be needing some information to proceed further, and I will send you a separate email titled Action Needed, Features Needed for Google Verification. So please do provide us with the following features as soon as possible. It will be your tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license or insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and board plate. So to provide us with the required document, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in the email. All right?
Okay.
All right. And by the way, we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. All right. Okay, so by the way, our newest feature is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Now, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. So you will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like to opt into this program at no additional cost?
Sure.
All right. Let's add that in. And let's talk about Yelp now. I definitely understand you mentioned you don't have any social media or online presence. But do you know if you have a Yelp page?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Check here. All right. So we sure can create a Yelp page for you. So we're going to be creating a brand new Yelp page. And we'll ensure that it will be optimized. And proceed with your Facebook business page. Have you maybe created one?
I do have a Facebook page, yes.
Great. And, I mean, what is the name of the page for me to look up?
It's just Audio Custom Builders.
Okay, let me try to look it up here. All right, so this is the same logo from Home Advisor, phone number, email. All right, found it. Thank you. Let me take note of the link here. All right, and I believe you have access to your business Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay. And will you be able to grant us admin access so we can have it optimized?
Absolutely. All right. Someone will have to show me how to do that, but I can't
Sure.
do that.
Yeah, I mean, I will be sending you an email and a text message with a special link to grant us access to your Facebook business page. So you just have to click on the link, follow the easy step. That should not take more than 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, once you have us added, we will optimize your Facebook page. So it is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone number without letting us know.
Okay.
All right. So I do see here that you have Google advertising. Google Ads, by the way, has many benefits, including helping you show up at the top of the page, allowing you to get a good return on your investment through pay-per-click, and to be where your competition is. Now, we do recommend you increase your ads budget, so please let us know anytime if you want to add more to your Google advertising budget or if you want more clicks. Would you like to maybe add more to your budget now?
What's the current budget, sorry?
Let me just verify the current budget here. So the current budget is $300. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just verify really quick. Don't show a different amount here.
I mean, I guess in short, I want to stick with the package that I paid for, so I don't want to be, if it's going to be costing me more, then we'll just leave it as it is for now, and we'll see how it goes, and then maybe down the road I can decide if I want to change something.
Sure, yes, definitely. So, yeah, as I have mentioned, anytime you decide to add more budget to your advertising, then you can definitely call us back anytime. All right, and we should almost be done. Just a few more information. So our team may be following up with you with regards to any documentation, access, or any other information that we may still be needing as well. What will be your contact or preferred contact days and time?
I think afternoons are better for me. In general, I'm pretty available as far as being able to answer my phone. That's kind of my job. So you could really call me at any time. If I need to be able to set aside, you know, half an hour or more like this, then if we could schedule something ahead of time, that's better. But if we just, someone needs to get a hold of me on the phone, you could call me at any time during the week and I'm going to be able to pick up unless it's, well, you guys, with your time zone, you're not going to be catching me too early, I don't think. So,
all right.
I'm about 3 hours
so
ahead
what
of you,
if
so.
Okay. Would it be fine if I put here Mondays to Sundays or any time between Mondays to Sundays?
So it would be during the week, so Monday through Friday.
All right.
Not Monday. Saturday or Sunday.
All right. Monday. Anytime. All right. And I do believe you have a logo.
Yes.
Okay. And will you also be able to send us a copy of your logo image?
Of course.
Awesome. So still you can respond to the email that I will be sending with those pictures attached.
Okay.
All right, so you will be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. And as I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please have them reviewed. If you want to make changes or add any other keywords, you can always respond to my email with the changes that you want. Also, you will receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile and the website. You can also add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that those pictures have good quality. All right?
Okay.
All right. And within a few days, you will also be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This is going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can definitely log in from anywhere. And your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we list your business on. Another email that you will be receiving is the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. So you will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, as well as manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me just tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. Basically,
okay.
With Local Flash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. So your Google Ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories. We will also be optimizing your Google business profile once it has been verified. You should start to see results within 45 to 60 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. All right?
I'm just curious, why is the process such a long process? It just takes that long to get all of these details set up, or?
Well, the thing.
The 45 to 60 days.
Well, actually, for the rest of the companies, it's going to take within 90 days or 3 months to see results. We actually have the fastest time frame in seeing results, which is the 45 to 60 days. And yes, it's really going to take a bit of time to get everything processed as well as verified, most especially with Google Business Profile. So that's the reason why we'll be needing as much of those documents as possible, and that way we can have everything successfully started and set up. But as far as for the Google Ads, that will definitely be live within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, Will, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. At the same time, this can result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. Now, any solicitor calls or text messages coming from companies that claims to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks, in case they will be requesting for extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile, those are scam calls. Google will not be calling you for that. So if you have any questions, okay, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you may receive.
So, I'll just ignore any calls then unless it's from this number. And then everything you need from me is really just going to be communicated through email then, right? You've
definitely
already said you'll be sending me emails and all that. So.
Uh-huh. And okay, should we need any other or additional information or documentation, we'll definitely reach out to you as well.
Okay.
All right, and as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks. First, touch base and see how your account is progressing. Would you be fine with us calling you back on, let's see here, probably on the 29th of this month?
I think so.
That's a Thursday. All right. The 29th. Any specific time, or would any time be work with for you?
As far as a sit-down call and where I need to give it some time, afternoon is better.
Okay. All right. Let me take note of that here. 29. Afternoon, probably around 1 or 2 p.m. your time?
Yes, that'd be good.
Okay. All right, so after 5 to 7 days, by the way, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything else needs to be changed so that we can have it completed as soon as possible. You will be receiving an email with our contact information. So if you have any other questions, please know you can always reach out to us. And please do look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We'll also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that will conclude our interview. Thank you so much for your patience as well as for taking time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
I don't believe so. I'll look for the emails, work on getting this information back to you, and looks like I've got plenty to do here.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Once again, Local Flash wants to thank you for your business. We look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sana all, everybody.